Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Final hour of the Kenny and JT Show here on this Thursday. Rivalry week continues. Y'all know we got the big game Saturday, 132nd meeting between McKinley and Massillon. That's one of the big rivalry games. But maybe the biggest game in Stark County this weekend happens Friday night, and we have that game for you as well. And again, that'll be on Mix 94.1. We'll be doing that game. Jackson is on the road at Hoover, and this is for either an outright championship in the Federal League for Hoover or a share of the Federal League between Jackson, Hoover, and McKinley. And joining us right now to talk all about it via the Wake'em Way hotline, the outstanding head coach of the Jackson Polar Bears, joining us, Tim Budd. Tim, how are you today?
I'm doing okay. We just had quite an interesting weather situation and had to get everybody into the basement at the end of practice. So I'm glad that they cleared through here and I'm able to talk to you.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, Coach, and it's good that everybody's safe and nothing bad happened out that way. So good to hear there, Coach. Congratulations on an outstanding season so far, 8-1 through the first 9 weeks heading into this big game on Friday night. What's the message to your team during rivalry week like this and with so much at stake on Friday night for you guys?
Well, really, we continue just to work our process as we do every week to prepare for whatever opponent that we have. I think when it's a rivalry game, the biggest thing that changes is how many people are interested, connected, and engaged with the game. I mean, you're going to have alumni from halfway across the country texting for the results of the game. So it means a lot to a lot of people, and we welcome the opportunity to play in this game. It's the 91st meeting of Jackson and Hoover. It's a great rivalry in Stark County, and we're honored to be a part of it.
Coach, were you happy with the way your team responded following their only loss of the season, that one-point loss to McKinley in the way you played against Central last week?
Well, it was a struggle. We pulled away in the fourth quarter, but the thing about us is that we haven't been dominant in any game this season. But our kids play with a lot of heart, a lot of spirit. They care about each other. They care about football. And, you know, we were happy to get back on the winning side of things and try to get a good feeling going and get some momentum going into week 10 and beyond.
Because I always wonder about kids that are 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, right? You expect them or you hope that they can get up for every week, but they just can't. And when you're coming off a tough loss, and your biggest rival is the following week, that game before the rivalry game is always one that I see a letdown. Was it a letdown, or did you guys just not execute?
Well, I don't think it was that or either one of those things. I think that's just kind of the nature of our team, that we score quickly and we score in bunches, and you don't know when that's going to happen. We certainly came out ready to play. We went right down the field and scored to start the game. But Central, you know, they play with a lot of heart, a lot of character. They always do a good job of shortening the game. They had a drive that went on for over 10 minutes in the third quarter, but didn't score. So they were kind of running out the clock on themselves. And, you know, it's just kind of how we've played all year. We're just not a dominant football team, but we found ways to win, and we can score at any point in the game. Every time we have the ball, we could score.
Tell you one good thing working in your favor, Coach, is the fact that looks as though in the last six times the road team has won this game. You guys being on the road, is it still inevitable to get that quick lead and then just, you know, have your way, or are we making too much about this road winning streak that's been going on?
And brought up so much, I think it's making me paranoid, because you know that every streak that exists is bound to end. So you know, it's it's getting me paranoid, but then I just remind myself that that really has nothing to do with the game, that those sort of anomalies or superstitions or paranoias really are going to have no outcome, no bearing on what happens. I know this, the six games that we've played Hoover since I've been at Jackson have all been very, very competitive games, minutes or sometimes the last play of the game. So I think anything can happen, and that's kind of how these games have gone.
Talking with the outstanding head football coach with the Jackson Polar Bears, Tim Budd. His team is 8-1 overall, 4-1 in the Federal League. They will be on the road this Friday night. We'll have the game for you. It's our Sarshone Ford Radio Game of the Week. It'll be on Mix 94.1 this weekend. They'll play at Hoover, who is 7-2, but 5-0 in the Federal League. Coach, what would it mean if you guys were able to go in there, not only get the win, but get a share of the Federal League championship?
It'll mean a lot, because our goals every year for our program, number one is to beat Hoover. That's our number one program goal. And then number two is to win the Federal League. And then three is to win in the playoffs. So, you know, you can get two of those goals Friday, program goals. So it's extremely important. But I think, you know, our guys, just they're excited to go play this game. They're excited to be in the atmosphere. I know they're expecting a huge crowd on hand, and they're just excited, grateful, and you know, ready to go. It's almost like you got to fight your way through the week and all the other things that happen during a rivalry week. You got to fight through all those things just to kick off. And I think we've done a pretty good job. You know, we've had a steak dinner. We had a Rotary luncheon today. It's a lot of media requests. So, you know, you've got to kind of fight through those things, work through those things, keep a clear head, and get to the kickoff.
Coach, no matter whether it's St. Thomas Central, whether it's McKinley-Maslin, or whether it's Jackson and Hoover in this case, we all know, we've all seen it, kids on the other side of the equation that might be from that area. Talking about your quarterback, he's a former North Canton kid. Now you take him back to North Canton. What's that talk like with Hunter Geisinger this week, and how do you keep him grounded? How do you keep him ready for a game like this?
Well, I think that's more talk of people that aren't involved in the program, because they moved to Jackson and bought a house here and have been here for 3 years. So it's just something that never comes up. It's just nothing that we're concerned with. You know, I'm just concerned that he makes the right reads in our run game and our RPO game, and that, you know, he identifies the correct coverages in our passing game and those things. Any other talk like that, you know, you got to realize that both kids for Hoover and Jackson, a lot of them know each other. They've grown up together.
That's the context I'm looking at. That's the context I'm looking at. I'm not talking about a transfer. I'm talking about when you grow up with people and you know them, there might be a little bit of added incentive that now you're not one of us and maybe we gear up a little bit more for you. That's the only point I'm trying to make.
Well, I think anytime you compete against your friends or people you know, or even if it's siblings, there's a rivalry there. And you always want to have bragging rights in that sense. And, I mean, we have a lot of respect for Hoover, and they have respect for us, and our school districts work really well together, and that's what makes this rivalry fun, because it's more than just football. It involves the schools and the community, and like you said, these kids know each other and have played either against each other or with each other, travel baseball and, you know, AAU basketball. There's a lot of paths that cross, and that's part of what makes it fun. And I was lucky enough to be the head coach at St. Thomas Aquinas, and I played at St. Thomas, and we had that natural rivalry week 10 with Central, and it's something you got to be grateful for, because no matter how well or how poorly your season is going, you can always point to week 10, and it's always a great motivator.
Tim Budd is our guest here on the Kenny and JT Show. They're getting ready for their big game against Hoover on Friday night again on Mix 94.1. So make sure you tune in there on the FM side to catch that one as we'll call the game. Coach, when you put on the film with Hoover, and you've got a lot of film to watch, this is week 10, so they've played nine games. They're 7-2, 5-0 in the Fed. What jumps off the film at you?
Well, I guess really how well they adapted off after losing their starting quarterback right before the season started, and just the identity that they've created offensively with running the football, and how physical they play, and that offensive style pairs well with a pretty veteran defense that hasn't made it easy for opponents to score. So you're running the ball, you're sustaining drives, and then you are playing lights out defense. That's a really terrific formula. And, you know, we're going to have to tackle really well. That's kind of been the factor with our defense. When we tackle well, we've played good defense. And then some weeks we haven't tackled well, given up a lot of yards. And offensively, we're going to have to take care of the ball, and we're going to have to be patient and know that we have some really good skill players. And if we get them the ball enough times, they're going to make plays, but it's not going to be easy because they're very stout on defense.
How do you handle a Drew Logan who can wreck an offense all by himself? And we saw him do that when they shut out McKinley 24-0.
It's a challenge. You know, we have to sustain blocks and play with great pad level and run our feet, because if you don't, he's very physical, but he's very quick off the ball too, and he has some good moves in the pass game, a pass rush game, and it's going to be a challenge getting him blocked, or really getting their entire defensive line blocked is a challenge. They're good. They play real hard. They're physical, and they have good moves, good quickness, and you know, hopefully some of our stuff that where we read the defensive ends quite a bit, hopefully that'll help us out. But, you know, nothing's guaranteed because they're playing at a pretty elite level right now.
Offensively, Coach, you guys, and I'm looking at your schedule here, 56 against Perry, 30 against Lake, 31 against Glen Oak, even in the loss against McKinley, 28 points, and last week, 38. What's the key to your offense clicking at such a high level with your points per game total up there that high?
Well, it's been an interesting year offensively because we haven't run a lot of plays. Usually we, you know, even Central last week probably ran 15 more plays than we did. But what's been the key to our offense is that we have some really explosive players: Brendan Craig, Hunter Geisinger, Matt Kissler, Colin Phillips, Jake Fisher, all these guys that can, you know, make a play and can take any base call you have in your offense and score a touchdown with it. So, you know, sometimes it's frustrating that we don't sustain drives because we kind of go 0 yards, 2 yards, 1 yard, 70 yards.
Right.
But that explosiveness has led us to some impressive point totals, even though we don't stay on the field a long time. We're, you know, we just have some really great athletes. It's a matter of staying true to your offense and keeping the ball in their hands enough times, because all year they found a way to make plays.
Tim, a sad situation occurred a couple of weeks ago when Nico Paxos, your kicker, lost his father, and he ended up playing that week in the game. How tough was that to deal with as a coach, and were you surprised that Nico ended up playing in that game?
Well, we left it up to him if he wanted to play or not, and he did. He really loves his teammates, and he loves kicking, and he thought it would be good for him to be around his teammates and to compete and maybe get his mind off of things. But all we can do is try to support him the best we can, try to be there for him now, and then, you know, even when football ends, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks from now, and even a couple years from now, just to always be there as a football family to offer our support. And, you know, he's got a lot on his plate right now, but you know, he told me today that he had a really good day today because we had the Rotary Luncheon over in North Canton for the game. He got to be with his friends, got to be there. We had our practice, and then we had to take shelter for a while, but he was around his teammates. And that's one thing about our team this year that I'm so proud of, how close they are and what good friends they are. And, you know, we haven't had a single person quit. And that says a lot about how much they value each other. And just to try to provide that support network for Nico and whatever he needs moving forward.
And, Coach, he's such a big part of your team, though, this year as well. For him to want to play in that and come through for you guys, not only you know, in that game but all season long, he means a lot when you consider special teams and how important they could be in such a big game like this coming up against Hoover.
Well, the one thing that I would say has been consistent about our team this year is our special teams led by Nico's kicking. We've been really solid, and it's been a big advantage, our ability to flip field position, kicking off, punting. 8 field goals in a season that he's made is impressive. Hasn't missed an extra point. The consistency that he's brought in the ability to flip that field position. We're certainly not 8-1 without his efforts and the efforts of our special teams unit. And that has been consistent. And you know what? The interesting thing is Hoover has a great kicker too.
Yeah.
So a lot of the advantages we talk about that Nico has provided for us, Hoover with Robbie Smart has had those same advantages with kickoffs, the ability to make long field goals, consistency on extra points. And we've played so many close games this year. You know, that's probably the one factor that's where we've won more than we've lost in the close games has been the ability to kick like we do.
Last thing, and we'll let you go, get back to preparing for the big rivalry game, the 91st meeting between Hoover and Jackson Friday night at Hoover. Give me some keys, Coach. I always ask the coaches, and a lot of times it's the same, but in rivalry games, sometimes it's a little different. So give me 1, 2, 3 keys to a win for you guys if you're going to pull it off on the road.
Well, I think just having the right mindset and being focused on playing and play out, not get caught up in the rivalry or what else is, you know, hanging on this in terms of Federal League or playoff seedings or, you know, big crowd. Just staying focused each and every play. And, you know, especially right at the beginning of the game, because kids tend to settle in and play once it gets going. But getting off to that good start, being solid in what we do will be important. And then for us offensively, when we take care of the ball, we have a chance to put up some points. And defensively, we're going to get challenged because they're going to run the ball at us, and we're going to have to be really sound tacklers all night long. But it's exciting to be in this position, and we appreciate the chance to play in this game for the rivalry, and we appreciate the chance to be featured on WHBC. And just a lot of excitement for our football program right now.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, Coach. It's our passion. It's what we love. We get to do 2 rivalry games in about 12 hours with you guys Friday night against Hoover and then Maslin and McKinley the next day. So we're going to have some fun with it. I know you guys will as well. Best of luck to you, Coach. I'll see you on the sidelines Friday night at Hoover, all right?
All right, Kenny. Sounds like a dream weekend, really.
Yeah, it does, Coach. No doubt about it. We love it, man. So
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Best of luck, and thanks
all
for
right,
always
thank
making
you.
Time. We appreciate it. There he is.